Good morning. The time is 9:06. Currently a warm start here in central Wisconsin. Temperature up now to 77 degrees under sunny skies. It is our number two of the Chad Holmes Show here on this Thursday on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Well, if you're heading off, like I will be later on this afternoon, to the Wisconsin Valley Fair, looks like it will be another warm day. In fact, even perhaps a bit warmer than it was yesterday. But hopefully, won't see any significant rainfall, but possibilities. But the person that really knows all the answers to our questions on whether or not to be prepared for any kind of wet weather today is from Weatherology. That's our meteorologist, Jennifer Wachiski. And Jennifer, first of all, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, it's actually warming up rather quickly here this morning, already into the upper 70s. It looks like it could be one of those early August real hot summer days.
It does, yeah. So we are looking at kind of a hot, muggy one today. Highs getting up right around about the lower 90s. We should be around about the low 80s, so 10 degrees above average for this time of the year. Starting off with some sunshine, then a blend of clouds and sun develops this afternoon with a slight chance for an isolated shower or storm in the late afternoon hours today. A little on the breezy side at times, then for tonight, partly cloudy, low near 59. For Friday, we'll see some sunshine tomorrow, slightly cooler, high around about 86 degrees. Really cooling down for the weekend, though. Saturday, sunny, or cloudy skies, rather. High gets up around about 80 degrees. Chance for some rain by Saturday night, though. Sunday, chance for showers and thunderstorms. Cloudy skies, a little bit on the cooler side as well. High gets up around about 75. Then 75 to start out the new work week coming up on Monday with cloudy skies and a chance for some rain.
You said about 91 today, and also muggy. How muggy is it going to be? Because that usually adds a lot in terms of the sweat factor, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, how muggy it's going to be, that's a hard question.
No. So humidities are going to be high,
right? It's not going to be super. Yes, the humidity is right now already at about 85%, so it's not quite 100% just yet, but I think it'll be a little bit less than what we've experienced earlier this summer.
All right, so we'll get ready for the hot one, and then, of course, cooling down a little bit when that rain comes later in the weekend. So we'll look forward to that. Jennifer, again, thank you for the information. We'll catch you again tomorrow.
No problem.
That is our meteorologist, Jennifer Wachiski from weatherology.com. As right now, again, 77 degrees under sunny skies. Pleasant start, but it will be warm and humid later on today. And also keep an eye late into the afternoon. One of those late afternoon thunder showers could be moving in. We'll keep an eye on that here on Bow Falls Radio. But 77 degrees, sunny skies. Winds are out of the west at 8 miles per hour. The dew point is 69. Relative humidity stands at 77%. The barometer at 29.98 inches and a visibility of 10 miles. I'm Chad Holmes, Chad Holmes Show, hour number two on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Coming up later on in the hour at 9:40, we'll be joined by the Senate Minority Leader, State Senate Minority Leader, Melissa Agard. Senator Agard has recently been in Wausau on her grassroots tour, talking about marijuana legalization legislation she's trying to push in Madison. Earlier this week, the state of Minnesota has passed and put into law legislation that allows marijuana use in their state. What does that mean in terms of the state of Wisconsin? What does that mean in terms of Melissa Agard's push for legislation? So we'll talk to Senator Agard about that coming up again at 9:40 here this morning. Also, don't forget again, as I mentioned earlier, that Bull Falls Radio is over at the Wisconsin Valley Fair this week. We have a booth that we'd love to have you come on by. We are actually also working with a nonprofit organization to get some points of view of central Wisconsin residents. So come on down, stop by the northwest wing of the Exhibitors Hall to give your thoughts in our truth booth. Yeah, we have a microphone set up. We record you and just give some ideas and real simple questions. Asking you what you like best about living here in central Wisconsin. We'll ask you about one thing you'd like to see improved to make things even better here in central Wisconsin. Also ask you about your favorite fair food. Of course, so many great options at the Wisconsin Valley Fair. So anybody that comes and joins us and gives us their thoughts on those three questions in our truth booth, we'll put you in a drawing each and every day. We draw tickets all 5 days that we are out there in order for you to be able to win an overnight stay at the Chula Vista Resort in the Wisconsin Dells. So it's really a great opportunity I think, 6 different winners. In fact, 6 days for the fair, 6 different winners. So a great opportunity for you to get an overnight stay with water park passes to the Chula Vista Resort in the Wisconsin Dells. So I'll be out there today from 3 until 7. Brittany Merlot will be out there. We'll have other folks out there as well. And so hopefully you can come on by, say hello. We'd love to hear from you. Let us know what you like about Bull Falls Radio as well, what we could do better, and really look forward to seeing you at the Truth Booth and also at our table at the Wisconsin Valley Fair, Northwest Wing of the Exhibitors Hall. So I'll be there from 3 till 7, but you can stop on by anytime because that our booth will be open. We're going to take a quick break and then come right back. I'm Chad Holmes, Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
Your head, you think you're mad, too unstable, kicking in chairs and knocking down tables in a restaurant in a West End town.
We're coming up fast on another high school sports season here in Central Wisconsin. Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230 is very proud to be the only Wausau radio station that still covers high school sports on a play-by-play basis. I'm Chad Holmes. I've been with WXCO for over 20 years, bringing you coverage of Wausau West, Newman Catholic, and Marathon High School sports. In order to continue the coverage of the Warriors, Cardinals, and Red Raiders at the level we have over the years, we need your support. We are looking for businesses and individuals to help support our broadcast of high school sports on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Please help us continue to tell the stories of our student athletes here in Central Wisconsin. To find out the different options to support our broadcast of high school sports, please give Nathan or Luis a call at 608-977-0539 or 608-354-3452. Again, that's Nathan or Luis at 608-977-0539 or 608-354-3452. Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. I keep reminding you, but if you haven't done so, get the Civic Media app. Great way to keep up on everything with Civic Media, be able to listen to Bull Falls Radio wherever you may be, have our Sports 2 stream on there, our Sports 3 stream on there, go to the podcast and a whole bunch more. Again, wherever you get your apps, to search out Civic Media, download it, and be part of it today. The time is 9:18 here on this Thursday morning. And earlier on the news update with our Brittany Merlot, she talked about the story concerning the potential of a second Wausau concert venue titled The River. And some more developments when it comes to the potential of this 3,500 capacity concert venue. Well, the proposal does appear to be stalled for now. It's amid questions over who should pay for a feasibility study requested by city officials. And a few thoughts on this. And yesterday, we had from the Grand Theater, Sean Wright, who is the executive director of the Grand and the Performing Arts Foundation. He had previously said that this project is a pipe dream. And obviously, this proposed development of the river would be competition for the Grand. But the thing that jumps out at me and why I think what the Economic Development Committee is doing here is the right thing is the fact that some of these numbers, the figures that have been put out by the folks behind the river, don't really add up. That, like Sean Rice said, he termed the proposal's figures not realistic, questioning the claim that the river could draw top artists to the city as well as projected annual sales of 250,000 tickets, a number that Sean Wright called outrageous. And others have said that the numbers don't add up. And the Economic Development Committee members took no action this week on the river, as the item was listed solely as an update given by Development Director Liz Brodeck. No one from the development team appeared, and it was unclear whether they were invited to participate in Tuesday's meeting. Brodeck told committee members, according to a story at wasadailyherald.com, that the city identified three firms from an original list of about a dozen that could conduct a study to gauge the viability of the project. The committee directed staff in June to arrange for independent research on demand for and sustainability potential of such a large-scale project. At the suggestion of Finance Director Marianne Grote, who questioned some of the figures presented for the project, the committee said the developers, VY Properties LLC, should pay for the study and not taxpayers. And that's something I agree with. Because when you put up the numbers that the folks from VY Properties have and then ask again for taxpayers to put up funding for a feasibility study where I would say a little bit of trust has to be earned. I agree with the fact that VY should put up the funding for this. If this is such a slam dunk project that's going to bring in incredible revenue for themselves and for the community, they should take a little of that projected largesse and put it in for the study themselves. Wausau resident Joe Ellis of JEM Productions and Anna Herman are co-owners of the proposed venture. Brodeck said, "I wrote an email to the developers on July 21st, informing them of the confirmation and let them know that unless they are willing to pay for the study, we can't move forward with the project." Before writing to the developers, the development director said she had confirmed with the Economic Development Committee Chair Sarah Watson the committee's continued desire for such a study. Brodeck said the firms have been informed that the city will not move ahead at this time with the study. Ellis and Herman said they expected an annual attendance of about a quarter of a million, 250,000 at the river, which will cost about $15 million to build and bring in an estimated $53 million in annual spending. $53 million. They have sought a taxpayer investment of about $2.6 million, or 20% of the anticipated $13.1 million assessed value of the final project. The developers also proposed purchasing the land for $50,000 and are seeking agreeable parking solutions. Alder Lisa Rasmussen is among those who have questioned those numbers, as quoted by the committee in June. On Tuesday, Rasmussen said she had concerns about the objectivity of the numbers thrown around in terms of the sales and revenue projections that were privately sourced by the developers. And again, I agree with that. I'm not saying that the idea of another concert venue is a horrible idea. I don't know. But red flags are put up when you wonder about the numbers. You want to have numbers that folks across the spectrum of government and entertainment would say, hey, that makes sense. Not have them say these are, you know, pie-in-the-sky numbers. Because what happens if those numbers are not true? What happens if we go all in on this? And then we say, hey, yeah, let's do this. Let's put in millions of dollars of public funding for a project that ultimately comes up way short of the projections. Have we heard of such projects in the state of Wisconsin in the past, pushed by people such as Scott Walker? I think we have. That's why we have to be careful in these private-public partnerships. And one thing, as somebody involved in sports, that frustrates me to no end are when these, and again, I'm not saying the folks behind this are billionaires or millionaires or whatever it may be, but there's always this talk about, hey, this is an incredible project, but we want you to pay for it. And again, this project is not being asked to be paid for by you know, 100% or anything like that. But the idea that we should jump in both feet on all these kind of projects, especially when there are numbers that, again, frankly, don't make a lot of sense. And also, I take the words of a guy like Sean Wright seriously. Not just because he comes in every other week and talks to us, but you look at the success that the Grand Theater is, the success in bringing in incredibly talented acts, and how they've gone about it. It's not easy to go about it. It's not easy to bring in the kind of acts that will fill up a venue, whether it's the Grand Theater or whether it would be this proposed River project. So again, as I think Lisa Rasmussen said on Tuesday, how reliable are those numbers and what can our market sustain? It would be a bad idea to bring in something that takes away from the Grand and then has a project that doesn't reach the numbers they're proposing as well. Then everybody is weakened, including the community. She pointed out that the concert's ticket volume figures that the developers shared during their presentation in June would make this venture in Wausau one of the top 10 in the country. And she said, and I think this is a good question, how does that happen here? Top 10 in the country, how does that happen here? From a size perspective, the River would be similar to the Eagles Ballroom at the Rave in Milwaukee, which also has a 3,500-person capacity. And the project's numbers have been questioned by others as well, including Sean Wright. So again, if the confidence from the folks behind this proposed project is as great as it appears from their words, they should be willing to pay for this study, not the taxpayers. Because then if this study shows, hey, this is a viable project, then, of course, the taxpayers will come to the table for negotiations on how much they'd be willing to put into this proposed project. So, again, it's interesting, something we have to keep an eye on. But I do know that, you know, in talking to Sean Wright and the folks from the Grand Theater and the PAF, that they have been very successful recently because they know their audience. They know their community. They have their contacts within the entertainment world. Because I was talking to Sean off the air yesterday after we completed our interview. I mean, he just got back. He travels all over the place to these events in order to develop the relationships and allow the folks that Wausau wants to bring in, the Grand want to bring in, to do so. It's not as easy as just getting on the phone and saying, hey, we want you to come to Wausau. It's much more difficult than that. So again, before you put in millions of dollars of taxpayers' money or even put in taxpayer money for this study, you have to be able to trust that what's being said is accurate. And again, it's part of the process. I'm not saying that the folks behind the River from VY Properties are making things up, but hey, it's a process, a step at a time, to make sure that the taxpayer money is protected. And again, we heard the story from Brittany earlier, and I wanted to elaborate a little bit more on that, because again, we want to have great venues. We want to have great artists and great performances and a whole lot of fun to be brought into central Wisconsin. And also quickly, we heard from Brittany as well. This excites me. The moving forward of a projected new hockey arena here in Wausau. Number one, I think that would be fantastic. I think that would be something that could bring in other tournaments and other events that would bring in value to central Wisconsin. But also, I've been doing games at the Marathon Park Ice Arena. It's got great historical value. It's got great ambiance. But at the same time, we do need another hockey venue because of just the fact that, as we heard, the sharing of ice time by multiple high school teams, girls and boys, the sharing for the Wausau Cyclones, the sharing for figure skating. So again, the idea that we're moving forward on a ice hockey arena is great news indeed, as we heard from Brittany Merlot in the news update earlier. We will have Brittany coming back here in just a few moments with the latest news here from Central Wisconsin on a Bow Falls Radio news update. We will have a CBS news update coming up as well. And again, coming up in just over 10 minutes, we'll be joined by the State Senate Minority Leader, Melissa Agard, talking about proposed legislation for marijuana in the state of Wisconsin, and especially following up the news from Minnesota earlier this week. So that's coming up in about 11 minutes, but more to come. Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230 WXCO. show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Bit of a shorter segment right now because we'll be joined in about 6 minutes by State Senator Melissa Agard, the Democratic leader in the State Senate. That's coming up at 9:40. Normally in our final segment, we talk about history, this day in history, but we're going to do it right now in this segment. It is August the 3rd of 2023. Some famous events have occurred on this date in history. In 1492, a half hour before sunrise, Christopher Columbus set sail from Palos, Spain on a voyage that took him to the present-day Americas. On this date in 1933, the Mickey Mouse watch first went on sale for $2.75. On this date in 1946, the National Basketball Association was founded. On August the 3rd of 1971, Paul McCartney announced the formation of a new band called Wings. In 1977, on this date, after building and testing 25 units, Radio Shack issued a press release introducing its TRS-80 computer. Within weeks, the company had thousands of orders. On this date in 2004, the pedestal of the Statue of Liberty reopened after being closed since the September 11, 2001 attacks. On this date in 2019, a mass shooting at a Walmart in El Paso, Texas, left 23 people dead and 23 others injured. And on this date, 2 years ago, on August the 3rd of 2021, Forbes magazine announced that Rihanna is now a billionaire. The majority of her fortune comes from her line, Fenty Beauty. Some famous people that are celebrating birthdays today. Actor Martin Sheen is 83 years old today. Martha Stewart turns 82. Director John Landis of An American Werewolf in London, Coming to America, and other films, John Landis, turning 73 years old today. Actor John C. McGinley from Scrubs and other TV series and movies is 64. Actor Lisa Ann Walter of Abbott Elementary, The Parent Trap, War of the Worlds, among others, is 60 years old today. Actor Isaiah Washington of Grey's Anatomy is 60. Actor Michael Ealy of Almost Human and Barbershop is 50. NFL legend Tom Brady. What, he went 7 Super Bowls between the Patriots and the Buccaneers. Still retired at this point. There's always rumbles that maybe he's thinking about coming back. But Tom Brady, 46 years old today. Actor Evangeline Lilly of Lost and the Marvel movies is 44. Former Olympic swimmer Ryan Lochte celebrating his 39th birthday today. And model Carly Kloss, 31 years old today. And if you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Some special events being celebrated today. It is Airplane Crop Duster Day. It is also Clean Your Floors Day. It is Grab Some Nuts Day. I saw some nut stands over at the Wisconsin Valley Fair yesterday. I may have to celebrate Grab Some Nuts Grab Some Nuts Day here today. I will not go any further. It is IPA Day and Watermelon Day. You can also get some watermelon over at the Wisconsin Valley Fair as well. Our number for the day, $12.4 billion. Any idea what $12.4 billion is? Well, that is the miles from Earth that the Voyager 2 space probe has traveled since its launch on August the 20th of 1977. So, again, those are some of the dates and historical aspects you should know about on August the 3rd. Well, coming up, we're going to take a quick break and then come back and talk to the State Senate Minority Leader, the leader of the Democrats in the State Senate, Melissa Agard. Again, she was in Wausau recently for the her grassroots tour talking about proposed legislation involving marijuana in the state of Wisconsin. We'll talk about that and also what it means that Minnesota now has passed legislation involving marijuana use. So we'll talk to Melissa Agard coming up next. I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and also on the Civic Media app. Well, some significant news from our neighbors to the west earlier this week as Minnesota made recreational marijuana use legal for adults 21 and older as of August the 1st, which of course was on Tuesday. And Minnesota, the 23rd state to legalize marijuana for recreational use. And Wisconsin, not there, but we are seeing states around us become home to legal marijuana use. Michigan, Illinois also allow the sale, purchase, and consumption of medical and recreational marijuana. And Iowa allows medicinal use. Well, somebody that's been talking about this issue in the state of Wisconsin for quite a while now. In fact, she was in Wausau recently on her grassroots tour talking about proposed legislation in terms of marijuana in this state is the Senate leader of the Democrats, the state minority leader in the state's Senate, Melissa Agard. And we're very happy to welcome Senator Agard back to the program. Good morning.
Good morning, Chad. How are you doing today?
Doing terrific. And obviously, this is an issue that you've been talking about for quite a while. I talked about the island that Wisconsin is. To begin with, what is the significance of Minnesota joining the group of states now, 23 in the union that is has some sort of legal marijuana?
Yeah, so even before Minnesota legalized cannabis for responsible adult usage on August 1st, Wisconsin was very much already an island of prohibition. There is actually a report out there that talks about the fact that adults over the age of 21 in Wisconsin, over 50% of them live within 75 minutes of a legal dispensary. And now adding that really long border between Wisconsin and Minnesota, we know that those numbers are going to become even more extreme. Being an island of prohibition does not work. It's not working with cannabis. Certainly, we are not through wanting to legalize and regulate cannabis for responsible adult usage. We're not talking about introducing a new substance to our state. There is a very successful and robust illicit market in the state of Wisconsin. And despite that, Wisconsinites are driving over the borders to states like Michigan and Illinois to purchase legal weed with their hard-earned dollars using their valuable time in order to purchase that that regulated weed in those states. And as soon as Minnesota rolls out their dispensary model by, they're saying 2025, we're going to continue to fall behind. And that's not good for Wisconsinite safety. It's not good for the opportunity for our main streets, and it's not good for people's personal liberties and freedoms as well.
You say falling behind, and I think that's a good way of putting it, because I said that Minnesota, the 23rd state, that's the 23rd state to legalize marijuana for recreational use. Wisconsin's only one of 13 states with no form of legal marijuana, whether it's recreational or even medicinal. It really is a fact that Wisconsin is way behind the curve when it comes not only to, I would say, you know, more either moderate or you'd call progressive states. Even conservative states are ahead of Wisconsin when it comes to this issue, aren't they?
They absolutely are. And we know in Wisconsin that nearly 7 out of 10 people in the state of Wisconsin support responsible adult use policy, that it's probably less than 10% of the people in the state of Wisconsin that are complete prohibitionists. And in fact, the majority of Republicans now in the state of Wisconsin support legalization. So this is yet another one of the policies that we can add to that long list of where it is that Republican lawmakers are completely out of touch with the good people of the state of Wisconsin. And, you know, it is our job as elected officials to listen to our bosses, the people of the great state of Wisconsin. And I think it's absolutely egregious and very disappointing that the Republican majority in the Capitol building, who clearly does not represent the majority of the people or the will of the majority in the state of Wisconsin, that they're that out of touch and not even allowing us to have public hearings and discussions about how it is to make Wisconsin be safer and more prosperous and honor people's personal liberties and freedoms.
It's interesting because I know you are on your grassroots tour going all around the state. And just yesterday, I was over at our Wisconsin Valley Fair here in Wausau. And what we're doing this week at our booth is actually have a microphone and talking to people about issues, what they like here in Central Wisconsin and one thing they like to change in Central Wisconsin. And we had one person that came up and we asked him, well, what would you like to see changed in Wisconsin? He goes, well, I'm not sure I can say this. And he said, it's about marijuana legalization. I said, absolutely, you can talk about that because, well, number one, it's an issue that is important. That's what you want to see changed. And number two, I have you coming on the program here this morning. But during your grassroots tour, you actually had a chance to hear from average Wisconsinites. And the thing that jumped out was the passion that this gentleman had for this issue, that it's just frankly unfair here in the state of Wisconsin as compared to some other states. I imagine that's the kind of, beyond the numbers that you quoted, there is a passion for this this issue and for change on this issue in this state, isn't there?
There absolutely is a lot of passion on this issue, whether it is young folks from Wisconsin that have moved to other states that want to come back to Wisconsin, but knowing that they want to be involved in this industry or they want to be able to have access to cannabis for their own pleasure, that is a barrier. And having Wisconsin be a state where we're exporting our best and brightest and we're having a hard time importing the best and brightest from other states, that's not good. And whether it is, how is it that we keep our kids more safe right here in the state of Wisconsin? Well, lack of regulation is actually making our state less safe for our kids when it comes to cannabis access and cannabis education. Or whether it is people who suffer from medical ailments that find relief with cannabis, and knowing that if they go to another state, they can access that relief, and they may go to that other state and purchase legal cannabis and come back, and you know, they know that there is the potential of legal ramifications on themselves, but as they weigh the options, this is the option that feels the best for them and their family.
Okay.
Businesses that want to be involved. I mean, the list goes on and on. What is it that we can do for agricultural heritage in the state of Wisconsin? People came out, and the stories were very diverse. The people were very diverse. Clearly very different backgrounds, but you're right. The passion is real. It's thick, and it is something that we need to be talking about. We need to remove the stigma from this conversation.
Again, we're talking to State Senator Melissa Agar, the Democratic leader in the State Senate, here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Unfortunately, this is an issue that has not been popular among the GOP lawmakers controlling the state legislature by significant numbers. There seemed to be a little bit of movement as they have signaled that maybe they're coming closer to creating a medical marijuana program for Wisconsin. Again, I think the last time I talked to you, I asked if the ice was starting to break just a little bit. Where do the GOP leadership and the members within the state legislature stand? And also, how much does the voice of the people matter here? Because as you said, the numbers say one thing and then the GOP majority says another thing. Can the pressure from the people change maybe a little bit of the viewpoint of the GOP leadership?
Well, we know in Wisconsin that when the Republican Party, who is the majority in the Capitol building, wants to get something done, they can get it done. And we've heard session after session, Speaker Voss and other members of the Republican caucus say that they plan to put something forward when it comes to medicinal cannabis access in Wisconsin. Yet, show me the receipts. They have not done that. And the people of Wisconsin are paying attention to that, and they know that. I would say that with the lawsuit that was filed this week by Law Forward with the Wisconsin Supreme Court to address the lack of adequate representation in Wisconsin for the good people of our state because of gerrymandering, because of rigged district lines, that there is a real opportunity in Wisconsin over the next 18 months to right many of the wrongs in Wisconsin, to elect a more fair and balanced legislature, to actually lift up the voices of the majority of the people of Wisconsin and be held accountable to them as elected officials, as opposed to what has been the case for well over a decade in Wisconsin, where the Republicans don't have to be held accountable to the voters, to the good people, because they've put all the tools in their toolbox, and the only people that they feel indebted to are their wealthy and well-connected donors and contributors. So it does, every single person's voice does matter, and cannabis legalization is on a pretty long and illustrious list of things that matter very much to the ordinary folks of the state of Wisconsin, and I think that we are moving in the right direction. I have a lot more hope with this case being filed this week with the Wisconsin Supreme Court, and I don't want people to give up. They need to continue believing in their power, the power of their vote, their power of their voice, and their advocacy. We're going to get this done. It's not going to be easy. It's not going to happen quickly. But we are moving. We're moving down the field, and I believe that we're going to be able to get that field goal done.
And that was actually a point I was going to make next when you brought up the lawsuit and the change on the Wisconsin State Supreme Court, because it's not just this issue. It is so many different issues because of the gerrymandering. And even if with change, the Republicans would still have control, but it would change the way that these issues are discussed, the way that you could get stuff done, maybe more bipartisan compromise, because they're going to have to think more about the will of the people. Instead of having a safe seat, they have to actually go out there and talk to them about cannabis legislation that does have the numbers. But that's just one of many issues that could be affected, as you said, maybe in the next, hopefully, year to 18 months.
That's right. You know, I know that water quality and PFAS is a big issue for your listeners. I know that access to health care and women's health is a big issue for your listeners. I know that addressing gun violence in our communities and as well as funding our local government and ensuring that our public schools have the resources in order to educate our kids are also big issues. So, you know, certainly cannabis is something that is important to me, and that's what we're talking about today, and it's clearly important to the vast majority of the people of Wisconsin. But, you know, we can work on all of these things. It's not that I'm choosing just to focus on cannabis.
Right.
Cannabis is, again, on a list of many, many things that I know that matter very much to the people of Wisconsin, and I am hoping that with this lawsuit being filed before the Wisconsin Supreme Court that we are able to create a much more fair and balanced government and lift up these policies and get them addressed.
And before we wrap it up, talking about the road forward. Number one, what are your plans? Because obviously, again, it's limited, as you said, what you can do because of the majority that the GOP wants to get something through, they'll get it through. But what do you hear beyond the leadership? Because I think sometimes when you have these issues where leadership has a policy, and it's difficult for those foot soldiers within the party to break away from it. But do you hear maybe, you know, in the halls of the legislature that there are Republicans that are more open to, you know, discussing the future of cannabis and marijuana legislation than maybe even the statements that come out from leadership that should we get some change with the lines, should we get some change then with the overall representation of Democrats within the state legislature, that there would be some Republicans that would be willing to work with you to, I would say, modernize our marijuana laws here in Wisconsin?
I know for a fact that there are Republican elected officials in Wisconsin that support this policy, but that their leadership has told them that it is not a priority with a wink and a nod, meaning don't throw your hat in this ring at this point in time. So if allowed to have public hearings and public discourse with more fair and balanced maps, I'm confident that we would be able to get bipartisan support in the Capitol building. Because clearly there's bipartisan support about this issue outside of the Capitol building. And, you know, despite the fact that the Republicans removed this provision from the state budget, I will be reintroducing this bill this session. So there's going to be a lot of opportunity for us to continue beating this drum, meeting with each other, talking about the importance of getting the details right on this policy. Additionally, we had such great response to the grassroots tour that we will be going on round two, an encore tour across the state into more communities and meeting with more business owners about how harmful prohibition of cannabis and our prohibitionist laws, backwards laws, reefer madness in Wisconsin are harming our communities and what it is that we can do with legalization to make our state safer, more forward thinking, honoring people's personal liberties and freedom, and maybe making a buck or two.
Absolutely. Well, terrific to hear you'll be hitting the road again. If you come by here in central Wisconsin, definitely would love to speak to you again. And as this process continues, always great to get an update from the Senate Democratic leader in the state Senate. Melissa Agard, again, thank you for coming on the program. And hopefully we can talk again real soon.
Thank you so much. Enjoy the summer day.
Absolutely. Again, State Senator Melissa Agard, the State Senate Minority Leader. And again, that's great that she'll be hitting the road again with another grassroots tour. She was here, had the mayor of Wausau at her last meeting that was held over at the Marathon County Public Library. But again, right now we find the state of Wisconsin kind of an island to itself with other states. And as I said, it's really amazing that of the 50 states in the union, 37 of which have some form of legal marijuana, whether it's medicinal use or use for recreational for adults over the age of 21. So Wisconsin, behind even some of the more conservative states in the United States when it comes to this issue. And Melissa Agard continues to work on that in the state Senate. Well, that's going to wrap up this edition of the Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Thanks again to our guests in hour number one, Pat Kreitlow, host of Up North News Radio. Pat was with us earlier in hour number one. And here in hour number two, State Senator Melissa Agard. Coming up tomorrow, we'll be joined by Paul Miklik for our Friday visit, talking Wisconsin sports as Packer training camp is underway. Badger training camp got underway this week. High school football starting up. Brewers struggling a bit, but still just half a game behind Cincinnati in the NL Central. We'll talk about the crew and a whole bunch more. So we'll talk Wisconsin sports with Paul Miklik coming up tomorrow in the first hour of the program. Stick around. Coming up after a CBS News update and a Civic Media News update with Brittany Merlot, it will be As Goes Wisconsin from 10 until noon. And then from noon till 1, Town Call. From 1 until 3, the Todd Alba Show. From 3 until 4, Matt Flynn Direct. And 4 till 6, the Devil's Advocates. And the Maggie Dawn Show from 6 until 7. Have yourselves a great day. Don't forget, I will be over at the Wisconsin Valley Fair at our Bull Falls radio booth today from 3 until 7 o'clock. Hopefully, you will be able to come on by and say hi. Come by. We'll give you an opportunity as well to be part of a drawing to win an overnight stay with water park passes to the Chula Vista Resort in the Wisconsin Dells. But our booth is at the Northwest Wing of the Exhibitors Hall. So the Northwest Wing of the Exhibitors Hall. Give your thoughts in our truth booth and say hello. Have yourselves a great day. Have some fun. And join me again tomorrow from 8 until 10. Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.